לגביהן, הגויב אליהם, הם ג'ינק, הם בגבוי שם מלא יש עיניים. אז הוא ייחס גיסור על המייס מקובה. על דרך משהו, המלך שבו עם מלך בני אדם לבק יש תפקידו המנייניהם. אז people come to the מלך, מי שהמלך אינו אוהב, if the king doesn't like him, אף מי שהמלך נויסן לא יבקשו, so if king, המלך has to feed his arm, מפני שהוא בעל חסד, even the king gives him the בקשו, because the king's בעל חסד, כמו כי מנויסן בסייב פנם יופס. King doesn't give him, there's two ways of giving something. There's a way of giving b'seiv eponim yofis, which is the darga eponim b'ponim. The king doesn't like somebody, so he'll turn his head away and he'll give it to him with his back face to the person. That's the elohifich ponov. The king turns his head away. V'hoylich mi'itel mokim ache. U'machze elav oropoi. And he turns his neck to him. U'mitzav and he commands lasses b'kosho. He doesn't want the kesher with that thing. Kilo alpi dos, that's the chet of the nochash. Right, the king gives him offer. I mean, Melech Ma'achlochim gives him offer. He doesn't want to have to do with him. Somebody who's on the anhoga of upon him, so he wants to eventually wants to give him every morning b'seiv upon him yofes. They want to be upon him. And that's the chiluk like between the nochash and between the man and Klal Yisrael in the midbar. It's going to be mazbar over here that the whole inyan is the bemez a bal chesed wants to give everything upon him. Bal chesed means he wants to do chesed. That's ritzayin elasas chesed. Ritzayin elasas chesed means why should he give it upon him? So the vote is because a bal gaiva. He's going to explain a bal gaiva. The Baruch Shalom says ein ani v'hu yochel lado biyachad. Toiv as Hashem kol v'alev. So meila bal gaiva. So the Baruch Shalom can't face him. Can't look at him and can't be yachad. Can't look at him in the face. The nochash is the dugma of a bal gaiva. Was miskaven nimrod in a kadosh baruch. So that's the beginning. That's the beginning of a bal gaiva. So meila, therefore, the nochash is on that madrega, is on that darga, low darga. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, "I'll give you, but I don't give you upon him." Klal Yisrael in the midbar, it's faket. Kadosh baruch gave him the mon, and Taki gave the mon to save upon him. Yofus delivered it to the doorstep. Save upon him, Yofus. Now is the darga upon him, because Klal Yisrael was zocha by Kabbal Satoyer, Shteit in Pasuk, he was chan upon him, Dib Hashem Imachem. So they're living in the darga in the midbar, upon him. So living in the darga in the midbar, upon him, so Meila, therefore, upon him means that you want to see the face the whole time, Kaviyachal. So the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to see us every day, so therefore, Vayancha, Vayavacha, Vayachil Chesamon. Every day there was a new Nesina, a new save upon him, Yofus. To the Nochash, to the Balgaiva, his Ribbono Shel Olam just gives him the offer, is not interested in him. But save upon him is you want to give him, and that's the darga upon him, Dib Hashem Imach. So the whole vort is, that's what he explains, that the year a person has to have. It's Mazbe Moedic Esod, and the whole inning of how we discussed this on Rosh Hashanah, way back from Chubin, that things have year on the outside, but the Bemis it's Ava. Yeah, you remember? So what's the vort? The vort is, the Bemis HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give everything upon him. He wants to save upon him, Yofus. No, but the gaiva, you can't. Pashut can't. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yochanan, can't look in the face of the person. So first, the Ribbono Shel Olam brings the person to Yira. Yira is, he's going to explain. Yira is his battleless, and Yira is the hefech of gaiva. After the person gets to Yira, so then now, then he gets to his battleless. He gets to Anova, and Meila. Now the Ribbono Shel Olam can give him the Ava, which is the mechina of the upon him. So that's all the inyan of tefillah. Tefillah is shiflus. Shiflus. Why is tefillah shiflus? Teretz is. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us save upon him yofes, so therefore we're makdim by being mispalel with shiflus laoni tefillah laoni ki yatov, and on the day the tefillah laoni ki yatov, we made it there. The Ribbono Shel Olam can give us to save upon him yofes. So about the year is only a hachana in order that to eliminate any gaiva kilo that we have inside us. In kedei that the Ribbono Shel Olam should be able to give us to save upon him yofes, upon him dib Hashem Imach. That's the whole sod. The pasuk says there in Bishanan. The pasuk goes ponim beponim dib Hashem imochem b'toicha eish. Yeah, so what's the ponim beponim? The dagger was b'toicha eish. But the Torah says, why was there eish there? Eish is pachad. Why was there eish there by Hasina? Koilus abrokim onan kovid alahor. Hare the Rechana Kodesh says b'yim hashlishi b'derech ha'tayve the nechshak the choishek the nechshak. It was the Klal Yisrael b'yim chasunosa izu matan Torah. The chasun, is not a matzav. A matzah of pachad, the chasun is not supposed to be scared, it's kala off. So, what's the inyan of the pachad? The Ribbono Shel Olam was scaring us off. We went back, Yud Dalet, Yudalat Milin and Teretz is because the Rebbein Shalom is getting us to a matzav of complete shiflus, complete his battles to the Rebbein Shalom. B'chidei the Rebbein Shalom can be a mashpia ta'as panem b'panem diba Hashem Nochem. So that's why it says panem b'panem diba Hashem Nochem mitoich ha'esh. The panem b'panem came mitoich like because of the esh. Because there was Eish and because there was Pachad, so made it there for Klal Yisrael, erased all elements of those. Hamedah was a matzav of his battles of Moira, Moira, a matzav of Moira. His then the Rebbein Shalom King, then Rebbein Shalom King, Mashpia upon him upon him. And that's the same, that's true for all the year. All the year, the Rebbein Shalom wants us to be Beira. And we discussed it on Rosh Hashanah. That whole union of Beis Hamikdash is Toichoy is Rotzav V'Ahava. Oh, but on the outside is a mitzvah of me of a year as a mikdash, because that was the, again the Soida Hashpa, and the Soida Hashpa has to be b'seiv upon him yofis. Rebbein Shalom wants it to be b'seiv upon him yofis. So any year that we have in the Rebbein Shalom is only enabling faket. It's only enabling the Rebbein Shalom to be mashpia upon him. And it's a very big yisod, because some people they enjoy, everyone enjoys more the b'chinas ava. So they're mamet b'yira. They think that if they have an ava to Hashem, so made a kabayim upon him, ava to ava, and made a kodesh baruch hu mashpia to them b'seiv upon him yofis. Skatenish as I always, because sometimes the person, an ava, a person can feel hamish, you know, he feels hamish with their bunch of kabi yachl, like a person that like two people that love each other, so the kid of the hamish. Hamish, that's a problem, and then a bunch of them come in mashpia, save upon him yofis. The hakdom of everything is yira. And then the Yira brings to the Matzav where the Rebbein Shalom can turn the Kavi Yochel to the person and give him a save upon him Yofas. Misha Melech Oiva is Av Bishu Tzorech Leilech Me'etoi Lamokim Achem Ebnei Tzitar Chusei Zedav, because they need something. Him called Ze Hoifech Pono Vela Odom. Him called Ze Hoifech Pono Vela Odom Metzav Elas Is Bakashosoi Ba'avosoi Is Amazbir Le Pone. That's the Moshe. Ken Adech Moshe Melech 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 goes away. What do you mean goes away? Has got to feed the Baligaivas as well. That's Chazaras Pane, is Meitoy al Derech. A Marshal Ka'omo, Shabbos Oizen, and the Kilo, because the Chazaras Pane, there's no Ponim. Kaviyachal Chasushan by Kodesh Baruch. But Shabbos Oizen, a Machse Gabba, or Pa'elo, Elov. Belechtem itoy v'zeh v'gabeyem. Mashu's misnaig begavus, achiraim begav, mishum v'goy v'abeyem. That which Hakadosh Baruch Hu is misnaig with us, he turns his back. Kaviyachin is mashpia through kaviyachin the Shabbos oizen through the gav. That's because v'goy v'alehem. That's because the gvar lev. Shem misnaigim v'gavus v'gadlus. Avol kashi yirelehem v'yirelehem is the lashon of yira to fear. Avol kshiyir lehem misnaig banova mipnei moira yizborach. Oh, so if there's yira, as a person feels the obli hebechagayva, is then vegaboisa, meaning av bishazman goyim amaisim bishvchem sacharim vegav. Even in a matzav where kaviyachel, kilu it's a matzav, a golus, whatever, a matzav where there is a bechina of the Rebbein Shalom kaviyachel is begav to us, the back to us, and kol zep nei av amachzav panim say panim and panim mistakel say panim yofos. Even if it's a matzav of gaboisom in the door, or gollus, whatever, nevertheless, come kain choizem lemelois enayim. Menayim means bechinas estaklus ponim v'ponim v'hovein. When did Zachse v'gabeihen? When does Hakadosh Baruch Hu turn around back to us v'goyvalem? Only when it's goyva, when we have a gvalev v'yirlem, or when it's a bechinas of yira. So even in a matzav of a gaboisom, nevertheless, it's still lemelois enayim.
And the last second. If we have the year, then even though we have the gaiva,
you know, not even if we have the gaiva, but even if it's a matzah, the door is in a matzah where Hakadosh Baruch Hu turns his back from us. Let's say the Chovim Beis Hamikdash. Even if it's a matzah where the Rebbein Shalom has his back to us, he'll turn around. Meleis and I will turn around to us. In other words, if it's anyways a matzah upon him is avada. Even that's a chiddush. Even if it's a matzah of gav, because of whatever reason, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyach will turn around to us. And begins Beleis Stakles, Beleis Anayim. Moed Gezach. That's the whole Indian of Sukkos. State that the Erev Rav went to the Anan HaKovod. So the Erev Rav were not invited into the Anan HaKovod. I also said, but the Maisa, really Sosko brings it down. But the Maisa, they got Mon, they got Be'er. Yeah, and we didn't starve. They had the Mon and they had the Be'er. Just an anakovid in the house. This whole Torah, an anakovid is the vote of the yichud la kodesh baruch hu. To feed them, you have to feed them. So therefore, even the Erev have to be fed. You can't take them out to the Midbar and starve them to death. But the Kuntur is saying that's good for the vote. There's the Klal Yisrael who got them on in and on a covered, because that's the Bechina upon him, upon him. They got them on, but they're thrown out. Otherwise, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sends them out of the house, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu throws them out of the window, throws them their food out of the window. That's the Bechina. Kodesh Baruch Hu feeds them. He said, Kodesh Baruch Hu feeds them. Kodesh Baruch Hu feeds them without the guy, so that's the Indian why in Sukkah is such an Indian to eat in the Sukkah, the whole Indian of eating mitzvah achila shtia, because that's whatever takes place in the Sukkah is a bechina of panim upanim diba shanimach, and that's the vote. That's the vote of the, if it rains on Sukkah, it says ke'eved abo, he comes to feed his rabbi doesn't want him. That's the hepechake, okay, because the whole Indian of Sukkah is sitting in the Sukkah, is the whole Indian that Kodesh Baruch does want us. Is that Kodesh Baruch is mazbita to save upon him yofes. So the Sukkah is by definition is the hasbar of save upon him yofes. You're invited to dine by the king. If it rains and we have to go out of the Sukkah, so that's mamish the opposite. That's how Kodesh Baruch doesn't want the hasbar upon him. That's the bechina of Kodesh Baruch turning his back to us. That's the mashal in Sukkah of the eved abor. Sukkah, everything when we're sitting in the Sukkah, everything you get is to save upon in the office. That's the Chag of Sukkot. And therefore, when the end of Sukkot, we ask for the rain. We want the rain to also come down, the rain can come down, as we save upon in the office. The rain can come down, what's the Tolion? It's Tolion, how much Yira we have. If you have Yira from the Rabbi Shalom, so then the rain comes down to save upon in the office. Right? And that's why the Homesach is Tan, it's the Yira, Tshuva. Sometimes the Rabbi Shalom wants to give us the rain to save upon in the office. He wants us to do tshuva and shiflus, etc. Meila, therefore, the bracha shmanesra of rain is the bracha of atagibo. Atagibo is gevura. Gevura is midas adin, tzimtzum, yir, and pachat. Should be lachayir in the first bracha of Mogen Avraham. The teretz is the eshtazach is atagibo. Eshtazach is that we have yir from the rabbin shalom, yir atagibo. Meila, the chelik of atagibo is the bechin of mashik ruach and moed agoshim. Because then the rain will come down and save upon him yafas. Tamar de gezach, tahachama. Okay, somebody says, I want to be mashpia to you in the right way. Yes, so I've got to show you pachad. It's like they say, the kid or the teacher, the first lesson of the year, he's the strictest. Why? He's not a nasty person. After the year, during the course of the year, we had such rebbeim like that, teachers like that. The first day they were shreklich, punishing and dus. And we found out that they're very nice people. That's this. What's the pshat? That's mamish devot. Devot is they want to get on with you. They want to be mashpia to save upon in the office. Or if you don't know the gevura first, so then nobody will behave, and then you take the and then faket, then he has to teach the whole year strict, because everyone takes advantage. So what does he do? First of all, he's Zroik Moral Tamidov. First of all, he teaches strict, puts everybody in their place. Once he puts everybody in their place, so they have a year of him, and they have a year of him, so then he can bring out his smile, and then he can be mashpia with save upon him the office. Faket, he wants to have that save upon him the office, so that has to have a kama as akdama to year. If you don't have the hakdama, so then you're hamish with your teacher. Then it's the bechina of gaiva. So then he has to be powerful. That's the yira. That's the yira that comes as a hakdama to the bechina of save upon him yofes.
Rabbi said that's what the other one was also midas adin first.
What?
Rabbi Shem created the world.
Midas adin first. Yeah, Moedik. That's right. Yeah, very good. Yeah, vada. Rabbi Shem wants to be mashpia. He wants the people to be kelim. He wants the people to be kelim to mashpia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the gevura is only kedei faked. It's kedei to smile. It's mamish that moshel of a teacher. I remember even from the school days, kilu, they say that all Sundays at the beginning of the lesson they'll start off, they'll punish somebody, they'll send somebody out, and then everybody's in a pachat, and then they'll have a very good time in the lesson. Right? You know what I mean? That's a musuk. What's the word? That's mamish davot. He wants to have a good lesson. He wants the gishmak, and he wants to be able to smile. He wants to be able to joke. But if he says a joke and everybody will just run around and dance around the room, so that defeats the purpose. So that with the din, because then you can mashpia to save upon the office. Ata gibor elan Hashem. The Bnei Shalom wave a pachat from you. Amei la mashav urach amar da Hashem. Today, Helig and Bali Lul is sending us down moichim. Machshav atoyva Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah. Who?
The Gemara says, "Mechas Bayis." The Gemara says, "Mechas Bayis." It's only in Rav Tashmish of the Gav. The Gemara says,
"The Gav."
The word is Mechas. So the Dag Mechas Habayis. It's Habayis.
Yeah.
One perk is Mechas Bayis. One perk is Mechas Payis. So it's a Mechas Esa Bayis.
Yeah.
And the holy site with the whole Masechta, Chetchas Abatim, the holy... The first parak is obviously like this. Moichah is ha-bayis, if Asher Shalom Nibaris is selling, it's a very tenshis of the gav. If it's
very tenshis
of the gav,
then it's mishgir. Then
it's the ha-bayis, the ha...
Wow, the bias of Masechus Baba Basra. That's the Lagav. Wow, Masechus is as big as Baba Basra. I'll slick the name. It's the Gav. One Nakuda over here, we discussed before, the Indian of if Hashpas also works like that in Torah. A person can learn Torah upon him with Echad Shvach. It says, Minayin, Afil Echad Yeshev Oisek B'Torah, Sheshchina Sherek Negdai. In Torah, you also have these two Nakudas. In Torah, you have a Nakuda of Echad Shvach is Mashpia Torah through upon him. And then there's another way of Mashpia Torah, Kaviyachal, also Mashpia, a person learns Torah, becomes Chasushan, not an Adarag of the Seva upon him, Yafis. What's that now? His panim is pnim. The person that's Torah and he's zeicha to the pnim of the Torah, he's zeicha to the pnimis of the Torah. In other words, he penetrates. So then you see that he's learning Torah on a matzav of bechinas hakadosh baruch hu's mazber like panim upon him, b'seiv upon him yofes. Just like b'seiv upon him yofes, you let the person in, right? You give him the shvil to his thing. Hamoicha moicha ba'ain yofa. So you let him in. You let him in. Same thing with a bunch learning that Torah is a hechel, and a person is a kashrut mashpia to a person, and Torah b'ayfin shel panim b'panim. So then panim is meloshim panim. So then the person is zeicha to the panimius of the Torah. Then the person's Torah is a penetrating Torah. You get somebody who learns Torah, and it's kilo all on the surface. Even if he's mefalpel, it's got a hergish hargosha that it's all on the surface. There's no panim. There's no panim. That means that he wasn't zeicha to see the panim. It means there wasn't any panim b'panim dibar Hashem imach. Person learns Torah mitach his batlas. It's the same nakuda said over here. The person sometimes learns Torah chasu shalom. A person may learn Torah mitach gaiva. A person learns Torah mitach his batlas to the hilig of Torah. A person learns Torah chasu shalom gaiva deik. So kadei this or kadei the other, right? So the shul nishma. So then what happens is, Rav Shlaim ein ani v'hu yachal adam aneim. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu kav yachal turns around. Say it. I'll give him the havana pshat. Havana he'll get. But everything he'll do will be like on the surface. That's like the nochash, the offer is like on the surface. In this week's parasha says Vayavra Avram Baoretz, it says Baoretz Nichnas Latoicha. Vayavra Avram Baoretz, Rashi says Nichnas Latoicha. So Nichnas Latoicha, he took a spade and he was making tunnels in Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean Nichnas Latoicha? Teretz says he was going in the pnim of Eretz Yisrael. Tzadikim Nezoicha to the Androcha V'Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ponim V'Ponim. So everything they do and everything they go, they see the Pnimius. And Rataka Rashi says, he went to here, so he saw this Milchama a few hundred years later, he went to there, he davened on this, he davened on this, he davened on Shechem, he davened on Yos, all the different things down, he's seeing the Pnim of everything. Because Anoichi Ofer Ve'efa, so that Brahma Vino. So Ofer Ve'efa the Chayid sees everything B'Fnim. So a person like that learns Torah, so he straight away feels the penetration of Torah. How do you see that? See the learning the Hilig about Shabbos Torah. You see that Mamish is Torah as Mamish that he sees everything from Bifnim. And Rashi sees because you see that everything on the surface is broken. You know, there's the whole everything's collapsed from the Roisin. This Kasha doesn't this and this, especially the Rashi see because everything this doesn't make that doesn't make sense. The Goaria says this, but this is also Shver B'Kitza. He's destroyed everything. There's nothing else left on the surface. And he lifts up the Zach and he takes you underneath and then he rebuilds it from an innovant. Do you know what I mean? So that's somebody who learned Torah Zoicha to learn Torah B'Fnim. That's why you see that all the people who learn Torah Teres Emes, the Ribui Kashas, they're destroying the surface. Destroying the surface in order to be, if you want to see what's going on inside, so you've got to destroy the surface, otherwise you can't see what's going on inside. So it's a bechina of destroying a surface. There's another Indian of Ribbe Kushas, which can be a chesor, and he discusses that one in the later Torahs, but I'm talking about on this Nakuda, if you want to see something bifnim, so then you've got to do away with what's going on bachutz. So Ribbe Kushas is soisa, the binyan is soisa amonos livnes. And that's a mordik nekuda where you can be margish teres emes. If you margish a person who learns Torah upon him dibah Hashem yimochem, a person who learns Torah that you feel the shechinah's oimed kenegdai. And he sees the save upon him yofes, so he's zeicha to the pnim of Torah. Somebody who's massive the pnim of Torah. somebody's massive the prima, oh, you can even even partially, you get somebody, you'll tell him it's a simple pshat, and he'll think that that's the biggest in the world. You'll tell somebody a pshat, might be a nice pshat, but you haven't satisfied him. Why? Because he's got a pnimistika, he's got a pnimistika hergish or something, and therefore he's got pnimistika hergish to penetrate, to see something inside. That's learning Torah. That's learning Torah. So that's the.